song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this July 3rd edition, taking you on in to Independence Day tomorrow. Hey, great show for you today, and a great show for one reason only. That's because Doug Duda is out of the studio, and we've got Bob Jensen in the studio. You know Bob from Huskerland Prep, the Central City World Herald, now going to be the Beacon Observer. Also later in the hour, set to be joined by Chad Martison, the Cox Classic Tournament Director. The Cox Classic, obviously, nationwide tour event, goes on every year in Omaha. They call it similar to the Phoenix Open on the PGA Tour. It is a Mardi Gras of golf on that tour. They have the party tents. It is a riot. People come out in full force. They have named three people to the Cox Classic board. One of them includes Chad Kelsey. People recognize that name. They have also announced their two people that receive sponsors exemption in Brady Schnell and Mr. Fujikawa, who was the youngest member of ever to play in the U.S. Open at age 15, I believe. So we'll talk to him about that, talk to him about the event getting going. But obviously want to welcome in Bob Jensen. Bob, great to have you stop by the studio today and fill an hour here heading into pre-4th of July weekend.
Absolutely, Tony. It's a privilege to sit in this chair. And I realized on the way down here I've got one role only, and that is sitting in this chair. I'll need to go off on a series of loud, uneducated rants and sell the idea that I'm knowledgeable about things which I've never really known much. So I'm going to try and fill those.
Mostly like watching tennis, yeah, things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Bob, I think a lot of people out there realize Huskerland Prep, and they follow you throughout, and many people subscribe to your publication, and I will contend that you're in that short list of people that does more for high school athletics along with Doug, our very own Doug Duda here. Very few people do as much as you do for high school athletics and whatnot. But you have expanded your business. Huskerland Prep was not just what you do. A lot of people think, well, that's got to be a full-time job, and it is a full-time job for most people. But when you don't sleep, like you, you write a couple other papers and you do some other things, you've added another whole section another whole West Division, if you will, to your repertoire of things you do?
True enough, yeah. Huskerland's a hobby, man. I've been doing this. This is a big year, Tony. This is 20 years for Huskerland Prep Report. And frankly, I don't know if I ever thought we would do 20 years, but here we are. But my wife and I published a Central City paper. And a shout out to my homies in Central City who seemed very excited that I was going to be on the radio. And then I realized it wasn't so much that I was going to be on the radio as it was they realized I wouldn't be in town today. They seemed happy about that. Norm Taylor and I came to an agreement here a few weeks ago for us to buy the old Beacon Observer, the voice of the Fort Kearney Conference. And also a shout-out to Norm. Obviously, there's a ton of people that know Norm Taylor. And he's not dead. He's not going anywhere. But he just wanted to maybe change his life up a little bit. He wanted to get out. I've always been fascinated by that paper because of the fact that it covers all those little towns. I'm a little town guy myself. We came to agreement. Now here we are. And we're really looking forward to, we've been in place for a month, had a chance, Tony, to reacquaint with some people that I've known over the years. Frankly, I've found a lot of people that I've known in past lives that have moved into the Kearney area, into some of the small towns, the Amherst and Pleasantons and so on and so forth. And, we'll get going when sports gets going. We're going to tackle that pretty hard. But there's more to life than high school sports, and hopefully our paper will reflect that.
Now, you're an Arnold boy.
You better believe
born and bred Arnold, Nebraska, so a little bit closer to home. Like you said, I always loved the, you know, growing up in Bertrand Loomis area, between actually on the country.
Burmese,
if you will. You always got the Beacon Observer, and Norm Taylor been around, just done it, and that, the Beacon Observer was Norm Taylor, and Norm Taylor... It's almost like Dan Moore at Fort Kearney Conference events. Almost Ed Littler, if you know, always lurking around. Yeah. He's not here tonight. Oh yeah, he is, and he will find him. And how are you adding staff now? Are you what's the plan for you in Central City?
Yeah, we added staff. That's a big part of why we were able to make this move. I've been interested in that paper, fascinated by that paper for a long time, Tony. But we could have never have done it until about 2 months ago. We added a couple full-time staffers that young, got a lot of energy, real excited about it. Lucas Jameson is going to do our sports writing. Lucas is from Minden. People are going to recognize that name. And the another gal that works for us, a person who's going to be real heavily involved in the Beacon, is a lady by the name of Siobhan Forgy. And Siobhan is from Hemingford. And here we go, Tony. We talked about this a second ago. For those of you who don't know, and I'm finding out more and more there are a lot of you who don't. It's not Hemingford. It's Hemingford. And the reason why is because, son, you don't drive a Ford. I got that lecture when I lived out in Alliance. I've never forgotten it. There's only like three things I remember about living in Alliance. That is like second on the list.
What happened in Alliance? Or
I was the sports editor in Alliance for a year.
Oh.
And you can look it up. I mean, there are
no, I'm not doubting you. Good. Glad that probably only lasted a year out there.
I love the Panhandle. I could have stayed in the Panhandle. Really, I could have.
But the amount of games you can cover is very limited, was it not?
Well, you're talking about our coverage area there when I was working at the Alliance paper was from Chadron to Hyannis. I mean, we covered a lot. We covered nine schools out there. Gordon, when it was just Gordon, we covered Hay Springs. You know, so it was a completely different experience from anything else that I've done in my career. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. And one of the great joys of Huskerland is every spring I travel out to the Panhandle to do some of those stories for our preview magazine. And I just, the people are great. The weather's great. It's a beautiful part of the world. And you know, like I said, I could have lived there. I didn't. I wound up moving to Fairbury and met my wife, and the rest of it is history. By the way, our wedding anniversary, Tony, is Monday.
Oh,
it'd be 24 years, and just last night, Penny was, we were kind of reflecting on our time together, and she told me these were three of the happiest years of her life, and my heart just soared when I heard that.
I'm sure it did. It's a warm feeling overtook you.
You'll know what I'm talking about soon, Hoss, okay?
Oh, I think I do. I already feel my wife saying, like, we've had a wonderful 12 days, but we've been married much longer. Say, okay, Bob, I guess when you started the Huskerland prep thing and how did you develop the idea, obviously, to promote high school athletics? Because you like being around kids. You like going to high school football games. You like going to basketball games and whatnot. That's a pretty simple idea. But you've expanded it so much and expanded it from border to border, north and south, east to west. How do you get it done? I mean, where do you start at, I guess?
Without being falsely humbled, okay? What has happened with Huskerland is not because of me. It's because people believe in what we do, okay? There's a lot of people in this state that love high school sports, and they love the kids, and they love their towns, and they love their schools, and they're willing to support something like Huskerland because we try and take a positive approach to covering these things and promoting the players and the schools, so on and so forth. Having said that, I've had that idea since I wrote about this just the other day. We sent the manuscript in for the preseason football deal, and Tony, I remember quite distinctly. I was a sophomore in high school, and as I wrote, I was wasting another study hall in school, sitting there with my friend Terry Mills. Who ran a 9800 in 1974, and you can look that up too. So me and Mills are in there playing Connect the Dots, another part of the rigorous educational program at Arnold High School. And we were just talking about, wouldn't it be great if there was something that covered high school sports like the Sporting News? Well, I didn't know anything about economic models or anything else. All I knew is, well, I like high school sports. We should do it. Well, it was flash forward many years, and here we are. We started in 1990. I actually called 12 football coaches, and I can't tell you. I wish I could. I wish I had written it down. I can't tell you who all of them were. I can tell you that Dan Moore and Ansley was one of them. Jack Guggenmos at Aurora was one of them. I called a guy by the name of Glenn Cray, who at that time I had never met. He was the head coach at Bridgeport. And why did I pick Bridgeport? I don't know. All I know is that it was the Panhandle. I thought, I wonder what he thinks. And, of course, coaches are, well, they're sheep. They're easily led anyway. But they all said, you know, this sounds like a great idea. If I was you, I'd go for it. Of course, they had no financial stake in it. And the really only economic advice I got from my wife was, honey, you do whatever you want, but don't lose a dime. Okay? So, again, this is a hobby. It's not designed to be a huge money-making deal. It's just something I like to do. It's something I've been lucky enough to get to do now for 20 years. And, you know, like I said, I couldn't do it. Nobody could do it unless somebody wanted to, you know, help support something like that and believe in what we do.
Now, if you send this deal to publication, that means basically it's finished. Your previews for and capsules of every team in the state of Nebraska or the teams that respond to you, which is about 96%, I would assume, are all done, and you've got a feeling, you know your big games of the year, you know your top tens in every class, and you know your players in the state to watch.
Yes.
And
that was probably a shorter answer than you were looking for.
Well,
yes. Yes is the answer.
Obviously, here in central Nebraska, the Rodriguez kid from Aurora, he's committed to Nebraska, the hype in central Nebraska. In city kids, who are the big names for you there?
Well, okay, now we're talking about the metro school.
Yes.
And so forth. Well, I don't want to get away from Rodriguez just quite
okay.
yet. If I might, Tony. Andrew Rodriguez has a fascinating story, and it's been documented at other places, okay? I mean, if you follow high school football, you know about Andrew's story. He was 12 years old living in Camden, New Jersey, and like he said, he was doing some bad things. But at the time, he didn't exactly know how bad they were because everybody did them. He was in a social cesspool is what it boiled down to. His family wanted to remove him from that situation. He had a brother that was living in Nebraska. He came here. Bottom line is this. Andrew Rodriguez is a great high school football player, and he became a great high school football player in the last 5 weeks of last year. He was really good for the previous stretch. You know, he really dominated. I mean, that's an overused word, but what he did in the playoffs, I had a chance to see him play 3 times, and the kid just absolutely overwhelmed everybody that he faced. And that included the night against McCook, which was just an outstanding performance by the Aurora football team in general. But I had a chance to interview Andrew here a few weeks ago. And we all know what a football player is. If you've ever seen Andrew Rodriguez, he's a huge kid. I think he's fairly intimidating looking. It's kind of like looking in a mirror, Tony, actually, when I see him. I see that guy. I see a lot of me in him. I mean, I got 2 arms and 2 legs. But what strikes me about Andrew...
Sort of the same, but a lot different.
We're the same, except different.
Yeah.
We weigh roughly the same. But that's another... We're getting off the point. The point is this. Andrew Rodriguez, when we got done with the interview, I said, all right, A-Rod, as he goes by, I said, what do you want people to remember you by? What do you want people to remember about you when you leave Aurora High School? Because you have made a huge imprint on this school and on this town. You still got another year to embellish it, but if you never played another down, I mean, people would know.
Injury,
you, whatever.
Get sick, whatever.
He said, you know, all I want people to say about me, I don't care about football. I want them to say that I was a humble person, somebody who was genuinely concerned about the people around me, somebody that was a good role model for young kids, because when I was a young kid, now this comes from somebody who's 17, okay? But when I was a young kid, I didn't really have that. Not until I moved to Nebraska. And once I did, it changed my life. And, you know, those are words you just don't hear from a 17-year-old kid. And I'm saying that I'm just enraptured. I thought, I love this kid. You know, and I'm glad that he's going to be going to Nebraska, and I'm glad that he's going to get a college education, all that sort of thing. But this guy's learned more by the age of 17 than most people in Nebraska have their whole life. And if you're going to pull for somebody, and of course we all pull for the underdog, okay?
Yeah. And not exactly the underdog, Andrew Rodriguez.
No, but that's just it. here is a guy who's a giant in his field.
Right.
Really. And you just can't help but hope for great things for Andrew Rodriguez. And indeed, he is on our cover. And we had a... The other thing about Andrew is he's just a high school kid. When you get, you know, he's got a good grip. But we were trying to take the cover picture. And I'm in the locker room, and we're trying to take the cover picture. And his buddy Tyler McDonald, and Tyler's a piece of work in his own right, comes into the locker room. And I said, Andrew, here's the deal. I know what kind of picture we're going to take, but how do you want this to look? Do you want it to be smiley mommy will love this picture, or do you want to be the big bad intimidator? He says, oh, I want to look bad. Okay, well, fine, we'll go for bad. So anyway, he's giving me this scowl, and frankly, he's scaring the crap out of me. And I'm just running the camera. McDonald walks in, and the first thing he does is, well, hello there, superstar. And Andrew gets this goofy grin on his face. It was 20 minutes before we could get a picture. So anyway, pull for that big guy.
Well, great story. We need to take a short break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, when we come back, we'll maybe get to Bob's overall top 10 in the state of Nebraska and talk more high school football after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
You have fun, fun, fun. When you make it Funner Park.
You deserve a July 4th holiday break. Make it Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for nationwide thoroughbred racing from 20 tracks, including Belmont, Canterbury, and State Fair Park. Continuous action from 11:30 a.m. daily. Friday night prime rib and racing to midnight from Hollywood Park. Plus, enjoy Keno, full menu dining and bar. Best bet for holiday fun and food. Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Whether it's all the chubs, grubs, minnows, stinky, crawly, luscious, live bait the fish just can't resist under the water, and all sorts of fishing tackle, or topside summertime toys for you, visit the Boathouse north of Grand Island. New this year, 11 to 24-foot Big Red Edition Logo Boat Pontoons. Logo boats put the spirit of Husker Sports on the water. The Boathouse has a great inventory of other new and used boats as well as repair. So visit the Boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, and log on to theboathousegi.com.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
After all the fireworks have burst, the next thing to pop could be you. If you're one of Doug and Daddy's annual hot dog eating contestants.
I could eat a horse.
If you want to be considered for the preliminary screening, and it's tough. So far, you have to be able to fog a mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Sit up and take nourishment. Type an email to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tell them why you want to be part of the noon hour July 10th hot dog eating contest.
I misspoke.
At the Hilltop Mall. Just eat
it. Here's a look at our Friday's forecast. We'll have abundant cloud cover with scattered rain showers and embedded storms across much of the forecast area. High near 86 degrees for tonight. Showers and storms early on, then gradually becoming partly cloudy. Low near 62 degrees. Currently 66.
Oh, we're back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Want to remind you, next Friday, right here. Well, won't be right here. It'll be actually at the Hilltop Mall. Fourth annual hot dog eating contest going on. The fourth annual.
Bob, what are you doing July 10th?
Well, I tell you what, I'm taking good care of my body is what I'm doing, Derek. I won't be able to be there, but I'm pretty much a physical fitness freak, so I'll let somebody else take my place, okay?
Very good.
If you would like to be in that hot dog eating contest, shoot us a quick email, ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, phone line's wide open, 1-888-455-3776. If you got a comment or a question for Bob Jensen, who's with us today, be more than happy to take that phone call. Derek, we've got an email.
Yeah, we do have an email from the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper downtown on the bricks. They'll give you a free estimate if you got dinged up by any of the hail, so head on down there. This comes from Adam. He's kind of continuing your rant from yesterday on the whole minivan deal. Yeah, he says, I'm with you on the minivan thing, Big Daddy. The one thing that really gets me most is when some knuckle-dragging mouth breather sees me coming down the road, waits until the last possible second, only to pull out in front of me and then turn two blocks later. I had to slow down for not once, but twice for you. How much easier would my life be if you simply never would have been born? Seriously, what's wrong with drivers these days? Does your physician require you to wear a helmet? Do you require a cork at the end of your fork? If not, what does he say here? If not reminded by an outside source, do you often forget to breathe? Basically, just going off blankety blankety blank is how he kind of finishes it. Adam in Holdridge.
So. Oh, thanks for the email, Adam.
Good rant there. Good rant.
So true. We were on the minivan deal, turning radius yesterday. I just don't know why you got to go across two lanes of traffic to get over in the first lane, and it happens every time.
Because you can.
Because you can, and I. Yeah, I sometimes have a problem with hour, you know, people that you feel are working by the hour, and you know they're working by the hour. It's like, I'm trying to get from point A to point B. And I know you are too, but you want to make it back to that shop at 4:54 and not 4:53 because you might have to go do something else. Oh well.
We can't get Daddy going too bad because he kind of explodes.
We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going to California. Yeah. Sometimes it just gets out of hand.
Yes, guys, I got a couple updates for you here. Wimbledon going on right now. Andy Roddick playing against Andy Murray here. He is up. He won the first set 6-4, lost the second set 4-6, is now leading the third set 5-2. So he's looking all right there. Looking like he's going to be leading going into the fourth set, up 2-1. So he's looking good. As far as PGA Tour goes, Tiger Woods actually in the hunt today as well. He carded a good round yesterday, 64. Right now he's through 16. He started on the back nine, but he's 3-under through 16. So he's looking. He's at 9-under right now, tied with Rod Pampling, who's already done, shot a 64 today. So Rod Pampling, Tiger Woods, each at 9-under par. Anthony Kim shot a course record 8-under 62 yesterday. He has yet to tee off. So
burning it up, Tiger.
Anthony Kim, the DB Cooper, the PGA. I mean. I knew he was out there somewhere, and there he is now. There's Anthony Kim.
He's there.
He mattered back when we were having our fantasy draft. Not to point a finger or anything, but that was a choice I wish we wouldn't have made.
Bob Jensen sitting in for Douglas today. Doug's up the Valley County Hospital Foundation, a big golf tournament today. They always do that to lead off 4th of July weekend in Ord. Big deal up there, so... Hope Doug's having a good time out there, getting out a day early. Bob, we're talking high school football, and obviously your top 10. And I don't know how much you want to release or how if it's a big secret till that does come out. And you say it's about the towards the second week in August when give a little publicity. Where can they call? Go to HuskerlandPrep.com. Probably the easiest.
There's two different. We have two different things going at Huskerland, and that there is some confusion about that. Huskerland Prep Report in print is what I do. I mean, that is all us, all the time. They want to get a copy of that magazine, of which there's nothing else like in the state of Nebraska, then call our office at 800-323-3929. We have an operator sitting around filing her nails, reading the paper, and basically milking me for $9 an hour. But if you want to give her a call, she'd like that. The other thing that we do is online, and that is something that I started doing for a company called Rivals.com. People that follow college recruiting know Rivals.com. Well, we publish the Nebraska High School website. They can find that in their search. Just go to Huskerland Preps. You can find it. You can sign up for a subscription there, too. We try and do some different things from what we do in print. So we can do that. As far as our number ones, we might work around that just a little bit, but I can tell you some of the teams that I like. I can tell you that in Class A, Millard South's going to be back to the trough. They got a kid named Bronson Marsh who's an outstanding quarterback. There's not very many guys that come in and start the very first game of their sophomore year at quarterback in the Metro. Bronson Marsh did it, and he's passed for over 2,000 yards both of his 2 years as a starter. He'll be extraordinary again this year. Creighton Prep's going to be really good. Some teams that are on the that are kind of maybe they're not newcomers, but something that's really strange, something I was thinking about was, if you were going to look for a dark horse this year, you could actually say something like Millard North. Millard North.
Where have they been? They're not...
Two wins last year, Millard North. They started something like 15 sophomores last year. 15.
They took, what, a one-year hiatus?
1 year.
Yeah.
They'll be back. They'll be really good. They'll be a top-five team, and depending on how they mature, I mean, Coach Petito, Fred Petito there, he's got several kids he believes are Division I players. We'll see.
But, I can guess how many years he's won two games.
Well, if you can get to one on your own, Tony, then you'll be able to do it. So
that's where I was going to that.
You know, usually the two's on the right-hand side, not the left-hand side of the record. But they'll be back. You know, Millard West, defending champions, they're going to be really good again. You know, we'll see what happens from there. But those are some of the contenders.
You know, Central was up there, and Jay Ball had done such a fabulous job. Where have they went on the landscape? Well, they just... I don't know how you drop that. I mean, I do know how you. I mean, there's several reasons, but where have they went?
Prior to last season, they had back-to-back outstanding athletic classes in every sport. 3 years ago, 2 years ago, whichever it was, they won football, basketball, and track. I mean, I'm sure that's probably been done sometime. I don't know if it's been done in the playoff era, but the point is that they had an outstanding, really deep, robust classes. Well, last year they were not as deep, and almost immediately their quarterback got hurt. This Darrell Hawkins, who wound up taking a scholarship to Oregon. So, I mean, the kid can play, and they don't have him. And they really struggled until the very end of the season, and then they played actually quite well the last 2 weeks. Well, by then, obviously, the season's over. Playoff, no longer a consideration. They'll be better this year, and they move their strong safety to a quarterback kid by the name of Jake Fuse, and Jake Fuse is a legit player. He's 6'3", 205. They'll be good. They won't be state champions, or they won't be state Final Four, but they'll be good. They'll be in the playoffs.
You look at the two Class A teams in our backyard here with Grand Island and Kearney. Do you see them contending? Kearney's just kind of had this program built. You know, they talk about the 120-130 kids they get out now. They talk about that. Brandon Cool really changed the culture. And then Grand Island has been that team. They're up-and-comers, and then it just seems to be a couple games. Maybe, you know, they just can't get over the hump. Will they get over the hump this year?
Lots of really good coaches in Class A, Tony. Lots of them. I mean, just by definition, you got to be an outstanding coach to be the head man at a division or at a Class A school. These two guys, Brandon Cool and Jeff Tomlin, are not only two of my favorite people, they're two of my favorite coaches. They both have outstanding programs. And to take them one by one, Grand Island's going to make our top 10. Okay, they've got a lot of the key pieces coming back. I love Andy Godowski, but, you know, they took a big hit.
Well, Hudeberg and Zook gone.
I know. Trust, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. Okay. We'll see what happens. I think they'll be fine. They did, however, these ratings were put out before we found out about Nate Westerby. And Nate's the defending 215 wrestling champion. Outstanding defensive end. In fact, him and Godowski, to me, were the best set of defensive ends in Class A. Westerby, if he plays at all, it'll be very, very late in the season. He's got a busted ankle. So that makes a difference because he's also a fullback and somebody they were counting on a lot on offense. Far as Kearney goes, here's the deal on Kearney. We don't have Kearney in our rankings. They've got very little in the way of starting experience coming back.
Brandon Landinger is supposed to be the quarterback walking down the flight of stairs, supposedly a broken foot.
Broken foot. And you know how you recover, not if you recover, but how and when you recover, that's important. But having said this, I wanted to put an asterisk by our top 10 when I said, look, Kearney's going to be good. All right. Brandon and his staff know what they're doing. You talk about the numbers. The kids are committed. He's got athletes. He's got the program, you know, firmly entrenched. They're going to be good. But I don't know at what point in the season they're going to be good. And to take those two teams, you go right out of the gate again. Kearney and Grand Island play one another. Grand Island, somewhere down the road, is going to win that game. I'm young. I may still see it, okay? But what a huge difference. And Coach Tomlin, his players, his staff, anybody would tell you, what a huge difference to their season. It doesn't matter who shows up wearing that blue and white. If they find a way to beat those people, then Katie bar the door. We'll see what happens.
Okay, I you know what? I'm gonna go west on you for a simple fact that our friend Bernie Madison is the new head coach at North Platte, taking over a Bulldogs program, which I don't know if struggle is the right word. Been middle of the road, I guess you would say, lackluster. That would be the word I would use for North Platte Bulldog football program. Your thoughts on what he can get done? Is there any talent for him when he gets there?
Well, first of all, that's a multi-syllable word, and I am quite impressed, okay? lackluster. Second of all, North Platte kids sell out for football. They may not always have good athletes. They certainly won't always have great athletes. But they will hit you, and they come to play every night. And that's going to fit perfect with Bernie. Bernie's going home, and if the teaching staff there can get past the part where they once had to deal with Bernie as a student, I think things are going to work out good. He doesn't have a lot of depth. He's got some good players. He's got one kid in particular, a boy by the name of John Nielsen, who's going to be a senior, who's really a quite extraordinary athlete. He's getting a lot of Division I attention, no offers or anything like that. But he's their running back, big kid. He goes about 210. And the thing is, on defense, he's kind of a wild card. He could play anything from defensive end to strong safety, depending on what Bernie wants to do with him.
He's a rover.
Yeah. So Bernie's going to be fine. Bernie's a very charismatic person. He's got a good staff. He kept his staff together out there. They're going to be good. It's just a matter of, getting that next cycle of athletes. And they'll be competitive this year. They won't, they're not going to make the Final Four or anything like that. But they're going to be headed in the right direction.
Fair enough. Hey, we're going to take a short break. We're going to talk a little Cox Classic when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show back after this.
And now here's another insightful comment from a Doug and Daddy listener.
Sellouts, that's what they are, the dirty sellouts for the almighty dollar.
And that's why you so seldom hear listener comment solicitations on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Man, you should have seen the traffic this morning.
It gets worse every year, doesn't it? And that's got to be tough on your engine.
Tough commutes are tough on your engine, which is why the guys I know recommend Quaker State. Quaker State bonds to metal surfaces for 2 times better wear protection.
Twice the wear protection, huh? Sounds exactly like what our listeners need.
Even better, check this weekend's paper for $5 off any Quaker State oil change or 5-quart purchase.
Quaker State, real, durable oil.
Based on Sequence 4A test using SAE 5W30 oil.
It's grilling season, a time when our most primitive instinct is unleashed, the quest for fire. From cavemen to cowboys to condo-dwelling carnivores, all have sought to harness the flavor of fire. And the land of lean beef offers a multitude of mouth-watering ways to satisfy your most primal cravings. Discover the power of protein in the land of lean beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Why do so many people wash their car or truck at Money Mike's Car Wash in Kearney? Well, maybe it's because of Money Mike's high-pressure, spot-free rinse with purifying water. Or Wash 'em Wednesday. Every Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., all self-serve washes are just $1 for 3 minutes and $2.50 for touchless automatic washes. For added convenience, credit cards are now accepted. For value, performance, and convenience, come to Money Mike's Car Wash on the corner of 39th and N. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Here's a look at our Friday's forecast. We'll have abundant cloud cover with scattered rain showers and embedded storms across much of the forecast area. High near 86 degrees. For tonight, showers and storms early on, then gradually becoming partly cloudy. Low near 62 degrees. Currently 66.
All right, back to Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. I want to wish you a very, very happy Independence Day weekend. Please be safe out there. We hope you're safe out there. Just think when you drink. I always like that little statement. If you head to the lake, all of a sudden it's been 90 all week. Now all of a sudden, 79 high, 80, 81 high, and rain showers. And
you know, Tony, it reminds me a lot of when I took the ACT practice test. Killed it. Game day, didn't kill it. Okay, same thing. I remember that well.
Chad Martison, Cox Classic Tournament Director, expected to join us
sometime out here.
We got a call out. Hopefully, he'll be efforting us back here shortly. But obviously, talking a little football, Bobby, you dropped a Class B. The Cretes, the Sewards, I guess those, for our area teams, I guess, first of all, are those still the teams to beat in Class B? And I guess from our area, can Phil at Lexington continue to build on what he did a year ago?
That was awesome. That was awesome. I think I'm on the record saying I'm a big Phil Truax man. I mean, he does things right. Quick Phil Truax story. As part of my Beacon responsibilities, I went to a little, they had one of those hero flights for the World War II vets. They had a little reception, a little going away reception for him on a Thursday night. And I went there at the military museum there, south of Lex on the interstate. And as I'm pulling up, I see this bright orange. And I'm thinking state worker, you know, something like that. Well, as I get closer, it's Phil's football team. Phil's football team, dressed in their uniforms, serving as parking attendants, ushers. They were waiting table, or you know, bussing tables. Yeah. Really doting on the vets and their families and whatnot. And I told Phil, I said, you know, Phil, this is pretty cool. You know, the people are really digging these kids being out here in a role like this. And what he said, yeah, it was the kids' idea. And I thought, you know, I don't doubt that for a second, Phil. I mean, when I was 15, the first thing I would have wanted to done is wasted a summer night going out and waiting on a bunch of old people that I don't know. So I'm sure you didn't have anything to do with it. But his kids were outstanding, and that was really quite touching. Having said that, they'll be good. They won't be as good as they were last year. They lost a lot of people. But they'll be good. The little Tyler Tinglehoff is going to be a real factor for them at quarterback. Real dynamic athlete, can do a lot of different things. Aurora is going to be right back in the mix. They miss some. They're going to really miss that Tyler McDonald we were talking about, a quarterback. He really came into his own in the playoffs last year. But, man, they got a couple of those big linemen back. There's a kid by the name of Jamie Bergmark, who's Rodriguez's running mate in the line. They got a big, strong, physical running back by the name of Nate Suk, who's going to be just fine. Tyson Brockmeyer is going to step in at quarterback, be just fine. They're going to be good. Adam Central is going to be good. Funky deal last year, go 6-3, don't make the playoffs. They'll win more than six this year. That is a bigger senior class. They're really committed. I love Ryan Beamer. I love Nate. Both those kids are just such strong personalities, too. They're really strong leaders. They got a kid that's going to be a junior by the name of Ryan Bender. And don't have very many sophomores play for Bill Carlin, but he did and was outstanding. He will be exceptional this year. So Adam Central, seven wins at least, I think. Aurora going to be right at that number, too.
Our friends of the Southwest at McCook?
They're going to be good. I mean, Jeff Gross is always going to sell his team, okay? I mean, when you get done talking to him, you think he's coaching the 85 Bears, okay?
Well, Phil's the same way at Lex.
True. True, except that actually Jeff was coaching the 85 Bears a couple times. He's got a lot of unproven players. Now, we'll find out, you know, what they always say about a great program. You know, these guys just couldn't play because they were bumped up against really good guys. Well, we'll find out this year because he's only got four starters coming back, and only one of those was a two-way starter. I think McCook's going to be good. I think they'll be in the middle of the top ten, and they'll probably be very good by the end of the regular season.
Fair enough, Bob. We're going to talk a little football, but we're pleased to be joined right now on the Doug and Daddy Show by the Cox Classic Tournament Director, Chad Martison. Chad, thanks so much for some time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and welcome.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Hey, obviously one of the marquee events on the nationwide tour. Are you ready to pull it off again?
We are. We're getting there. I tell you what, we moved out to the course here in our trailers about a week ago, and things are starting to shape up really nicely.
The Cox Classic presented by Lexus of Omaha is going to be held July 20th through the 26th, obviously at Champions Run. Any new additions to the golf course and the party that surrounds the golf course?
Absolutely. Well, the golf course specifically, probably our biggest new addition, is a big 40-foot by 20-foot manual leaderboard, kind of like you'd see at the Masters or other major events with the manual letters and numbers on the front. That was actually a big, huge piece of work that they're putting up right now. Huge steel structure. It's unbelievable. Just the magnitude of the thing is just gigantic. But that was actually a partnership that we formed with HDR Engineering, Valmont, and Peter Kiewit, three of the biggest companies, you know, in town or really in the country. And they're pulling it off. It's coming up nicely. That's probably the biggest thing.
Fair enough. Chad, you guys announced your sponsor's exemptions. Brady Snell, Omaha native. Perfect fit for the Cox Classic. And then a young gentleman that was the youngest member to qualify for the U.S. Open in Tad Fujikawa. Talk about those two gentlemen and the decision to add them to the list of people playing.
Absolutely. You know, it's a very tough decision every year. I mean, we get, you know, 40, 50, you know, sometimes 60 requests for sponsor exemptions, and we have two to give out.
Yeah.
So it's a rough decision. You look at a variety of things. You look at, you know, do they have a local tie, you know, because you always like to give the local guy a shot, at least we do. And then you look to see, you know, what have they accomplished, what have they done, and where are they going. And those two particular gentlemen, you know, really just skyrocketed to the top of the list when we looked at those things. You know, Tad obviously isn't from around here, but, you know, at 18 years old, he has had an unbelievable career already. You know, and this year he's playing very good golf. That's another thing you look at. You look to see, you know, how well are they playing now? Are they on the upswing? Are they on the downswing? You know, and both of them are playing just the best golf of their lives right now. You know, Tad's made several cuts out of it. You know, he's only played PGA Tour events this year, and I think I might misquote this, but I think he's at like seven tournaments he's made the cut, which is unbelievable. You know, and Brady, he just got done being the medalist qualifying for the Canadian Tour. Leading money winner down in Arizona on the Gateway Tour, you know, this last fall. He's playing some of the best golf he's ever played. So we really think that those two, you know, are bringing not only an excellent game but good opportunity to get some press, get some recognition, and really, you know, go on to do great things.
Cox Classic Tournament Director Chad Martison joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chad, I want to ask you about, did you guys embrace when people say this is the Mardi Gras of golf on the nationwide tour?
Absolutely. We're very proud of that fact.
The more people, the better, and the bigger the party, huh?
Yep, absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, obviously the FBR and the PGA Tour is known far and wide for being a big party, and you know, we don't mind that moniker at all, you know, for the nationwide tour. It all boils down with our event. It all boils down to coming out and just having a good time. And if that means sitting and watching, you know, some of the most amazing golf you'll ever see, that's great. If that means coming out and, you know, having a couple drinks with your buddies, that's great. If that means bringing out the kids and walking around, that's great. So it gives an opportunity to bring a lot more people to our event that may not even be golf fans. So we love that. You know, that's one of our favorite parts of our event.
Chad, you guys have also elected three new members to the Cox Classic Board of Directors, one of them being Chad Kelsey. Maybe a word about those three gentlemen.
Absolutely. We've got three fantastic additions this year to our board. Every year you kind of take a look at the, you know, local business people, you know, local people of note that you really think is going to add a lot to the board. And these three guys have just been unbelievable. Chad Kelsey, you know, obviously, you know, from Nebraska football, Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, he's just an amazing guy, and he's been a great addition. Ken Marr, who's, you know, works for Gallup, big company, you know, just very influential. He's been fantastic. And then also the third one is Mike West. Mike West was actually the tournament director of this event, you know, for the first few years of its existence. So he knows the ins and the outs, you know, backwards and forwards. And he's, you know, currently works for Creighton as the associate athletic director. So all three of them have just been unbelievable this year. So we're pretty happy to have them on board.
Chad, as far as the course setup goes, will much be changed from years past? I know they've got the drivable par four where a hole-in-one has happened. Any changes majorly to the course?
No major changes. We've got one hole that was lengthened, and that's number seven. We took it back about 17 yards. Changes the face of that hole, actually. Changes the drive a little bit, makes it just a touch more difficult, especially if you get a wind in your face. Other than that, that's about it. The only major changes that have been made to the course is that on the front side of the course, the traps are all brand new. So we got new sand, we got, you know, new drainage, all that kind of good stuff. Those are gonna play very, very well. And then they're doing the backside actually this fall. So next year we'll have all new traps, and that's a pretty big deal for these guys. They probably don't hit it into the traps as much as, you know, a lot of maybe your listeners do. But once they get in there, they like them to be very playable. So.
Chad, as far as fans showing up, anything we've left out? It goes on July 20th through the 26th at Champions Run. Are there buses running and parking? What do we need to know about that?
Yep, absolutely. We run shuttles from, you know, quite a few locations. Probably the biggest shuttle location is Tranquility Soccer Complex on 120th and Maple. That's our free, you know, shuttle Thursday and Friday, and then I believe there's a minor charge of a couple bucks on the weekend. There's shuttling that we run from St. Vincent de Paul where, you know, you pay for parking. It's a nice donation to the church. And then we run a free shuttle down the street to our event from there. We'll have shuttles running from quite a few locations all over the place. And it's, you know, it's pretty easy to get to, really. One of the downsides of golf events is it's really tough with parking. You know, we'll do, for the week, we'll do about 100,000 spectators, give or take. So that's a lot of parking. And luckily, we've got some big lots around here and run a lot of shuttles. So it's pretty easy.
Chad, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the tournament. I know a lot of fans are coming down there to support it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Look forward to having you all out there.
You bet. Chad Martison, Cox Classic Tournament Director. Great to catch up with Chad and get his thoughts on one of the marquee events. I know all the players look forward to coming to Omaha and playing in this event. Derek, we got to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, a little bit more football talk with Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, that's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You have to meet with clients and colleagues, but business travel is a profitability killer. Airline ticket, cab, hotel, tips, meals, ticket alone, $300. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting.com. $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. You can host 5 meetings or 5,000 for $49 a month. It's the award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. With just a click, you can host sales presentations, training sessions, product demonstrations, or collaborative sessions from your desk. No more flying. No more leaving town. The tips alone on a travel trip cost you more than GoToMeeting.com. My listeners in the herd get it free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. How? Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Promo code Colin.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
Hi, I'm Marv of Marv's Fireworks. This year we have some exciting news. We are now able to sell double and triple break artillery shells. That's right. Instead of just one burst coming out of each shell, you'll see two or three explosions. These are great displays, and at Marv's we've got 5 different ones to choose from. Be sure to try Marv's Super Snappers too. As we celebrate our freedom and salute our great country, please say a prayer for our troops and have a bang up good time with fireworks from Marv's.
We'll be right back.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at our Friday's forecast. We'll have abundant cloud cover with scattered rain showers and embedded storms across much of the forecast area. High near 86 degrees for tonight. Showers and storms early on, then gradually becoming partly cloudy. Low near 62 degrees. Currently 66.
Hi, back. Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, and want to remind you, your 4th of July barbecue headquarters, right down the street, Troutman's Quality Meats, introducing their special 4th of July brat, the Cherry Bomb Brat. Whoa! Carrie, had knocking that one out of the park, as well as all their famous brats, certified Angus steaks, fresh pork, beef, back ribs, fresh ham out of the smokehouse, great ground beef patties, snack sticks for your tea times. What are you going to cook these on? Why not try one of the new Green Mountain grills? Hey, you're going to the lake. Maybe you're just going to look at the grill now. You want to buy one next week. That's fine. Any of their meat, they're going to vacuum pack it. You're going to throw it right in the cooler. Hey, you're going camping. I understand. You're getting out of town. Carrie's waiting for you. Hey, I've turned so many people onto this bacon. Their baked beans and the bacon. If you're doing nothing else and you're thinking, oh, those kids got to have bacon in the morning. Once you try Troutman's Bacon, you will never buy another slice of bacon at a store. I guarantee you that. I put my name behind that. It's a different animal. It's a different beast. It really is. Troutman's Quality Meat. T-Bone's waiting for you out front.
I don't know if Kerry would agree with you putting your name behind anything over there.
See, I'm really concerned about
that. That may devalue the whole thing.
Derek, does it bother you at all that he just referred to this bacon coming from a different animal? What kind of animal did you have in mind?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's from a pork. Okay. It's a pig.
From a pork?
It's from a pork.
From a pork. Okay. That's
Porky the pig.
Pork.
You got a golf story.
I do. You know, and I'll try and make this brief. In fact, I told my daughter this story the other night. She's old enough to know it. Long story short, back when I was a senior in high school at Arnold, Nebraska, our cheerleaders were very excited to find out we were hosting the conference golf tournament. They went out and made this giant scoreboard. It was beautiful. All the players' names written in the marker, matching the school colors, everything, grouped by foursomes and everything. We got wind of it. Me and my buddy Ben Harden went out and took a look for the tournament. Got out there, had to warm up anyway. We're out there, we take a look. And, of course, you look at it, it's really cool. But naturally, golf being a selfish sport, the first thing you look for is your own name. And I look at our foursome, and indeed, there wasn't much room for the name, so it was just first initial and last name. And, you know, you always play with the same guys. When you high school golfers know what I'm talking about. Play the same guys every tournament. And sure enough, I look. The first player, R. Hamer, Russ Hamer, my dear friend from North Loop, Scotia. The other guy in our foursome, fellow by the name of Randy Meyer, was up there. R. Meyer, my dear friend from Callaway, Nebraska. Monk, I hope you're listening. There was me. And then there was a fourth guy who I had never played with before, but he was listed as J. Christ. And I turned to Harden and I said, you know, Harden, we're playing for second today. I can see that. What had happened was the boy's name is Jeff Crist, C-R-I-S-T, and in their enthusiasm, the cheerleaders misspelled the boy's name. Scared me straight. I know that for 18 holes. So anyway, I can tell you this. He had little trouble with the water holes. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So when he talked about that big scoreboard, I thought of our own big scoreboard.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Bob Jensen. Great to have Bob in town. Bob, obviously, we catch up with you every week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug's out again, and you're coming through. We'd love to have you back on to break down the smaller classes. We may just call you and do that if we can't get you on. I know one of us is going to have to take off for something here over the next few weeks. Love to have you in the studio. Thanks so much for giving us an hour today of your time.
It's great to be in there. Shout out to Mommy. I know you're listening.
Hey, a shout out to all the Beacon Observer. Bob is coming to a town near you. You're going to get to meet Bob Jensen if you haven't met him already. Really one of the truly great guys for high school athletics out there. Does a fabulous job, and we were very, very thankful to have him. We also want to thank Chad Martison, Cox Classy Tournament Director, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Please buy all your fireworks, TD Shack number 32. We're sitting up there. We're cheaper than the rest. We've got a better selection than the rest. Why would you go anywhere else? TD Shack.
To say nothing of the moral content of the proprietor.
Speaking of TD Shack, all I want one motto, get a ring for the king. Have a safe and happy 4th of July. We'll see you on Monday, Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.